Hello and welcome to The Demartini Show, the podcast for people who love personal development. If making constant progress is one of the most important measures of your life, if you love to learn about universal laws, human behavior, and empowerment so that you can make sense of the world that we live in and empower your life, and if doing something that makes a difference is the core of what drives you, then you've tuned into the perfect podcast with Dr. John Demartini. He's a human behavior expert with over 48 years of research into human behavior, and what he shares across all of these episodes will give you an incredible advantage in the different areas of your life. The topic for this week is how to make money using the law of fair exchange. This is a powerful presentation and key to your ability to build wealth while serving the world with your inspired mission and vision. Before we get started, if this is your first time listening to the show, click the subscribe button now, because that way you'll be notified each time we load a new episode. And if you love what you learn during the course of this episode, then we ask you at the end to please rate this podcast and leave us a review. And lastly, feel free to share this podcast with anyone in your network that you know would love to have the opportunity to learn this incredible content too. So grab a pen and paper and let's get started with this valuable presentation. Make money using the law of fair exchange. Enjoy.
Today's topic is on making money and building some wealth through the law of sustainable fair exchange. And that's a very significant principle that applies and will apply in almost every area and relationship dynamic and transaction you have in your life. So you might want to take some notes and get some paper and pencil or something, or get your iPhone out to type or whatever you're going to use to get notes. Now, each of you most likely have had a moment in your life where you did a service and somebody agreed to pay a certain amount for that service, and you felt that you delivered that service in a fair and you delivered what you said you were going to do, and then they shortchanged you, or they didn't want to pay, or they were late on paying. And any time that you do a quality service and they pay less than what you expected and you agreed in a fair transaction, you tend to get a bit resentful. You tend to get a resistance to want to continue to do business with them, and or demanding. You tend to get into a narcissistic mode and you start demanding, hey, I did this, you owe me this. And on, so you tend to go towards a narcissistic side, and you attempt to, get a bit pushy to get your pay at a fair exchange. Now, on the other hand, you've probably also had a situation where you've done a service and the customer felt that what they paid for didn't quite live up to what was expected. And you weren't sure, you thought you had done some service, but at the same time, they felt it didn't match it. And so they did not. Now they're getting narcissistic and get assertive. And they said, I want more than that, or I want part of my money back or something. And they're not likely to want to continue the business. And there's a part of you that's feeling that's a little unfair, unless you felt a bit shamed. If you felt shame, then you went out of your way to make sure you did extra service to get them a fair exchange. So anytime you feel you did less than what was expected in the transaction to be fair, you tend to get altruistic to try to compensate for it. Anytime you feel that, no, I delivered my service and you didn't pay up to what yours is, you tend to get narcissistic. So anytime there is not a complete smooth transaction of, here's what I offered, here's what I delivered, and you got exactly what it is, and you paid the exact right amount, and you're both are satisfied, whenever there's not a sustainable fair exchange, you tend to create emotions. And those emotions erode the sustainability of the business, which is ultimately the source of income, because probably a portion of the income that you're making is extracted and put into investments and asset building. And so your wealth is being affected. So anytime you are trying to get something for nothing in their eyes, or trying to give something for nothing in your eyes, you have a non-sustainability, because if you feel that you're having to sacrifice for others over a period of time, eventually you go, this isn't working for me. And you then move towards narcissistic side. And if you go to narcissistic side, you get humbled and you've moved towards the altruistic side. So all transactions are striving towards sustainable fair exchange. I want you to really get that. That all the feedback in your business or in any exchange, any relationship that is dealing with an exchange. So even if it's not a product and money, it could be just my contribution to a relationship and your contribution relationship. Both individuals are keeping an inventory of what's been given and what's taken. And they have a built-in thermostat, you might say, for fair exchange. And so each relationship is attempting to find that, whether it be business and financial or just personal relationships. Now we have a fair exchange, you might say, thermostat. And we know when we're in fair exchange. And the way we know it is there's fair exchange and both parties are grateful. And there's a complete clear consciousness. There's a clear transaction. You don't feel that they owe you. You don't feel you owe them. And neither one of you have either of those feelings. So there's no narcissistic side where you feel, damn it, you owe me something, or no altruistic side, darn it, I owe you something. It's just done. It's complete. The transaction is complete. Payment is due when services are rendered, as they say. And if you pay in advance, you'll get a discount. If you pay later, there's an extra price. Whatever it is that will maintain a fair exchange. Now, this is where, you know, I'm going to do something on values because I don't ever do a talk without values, but this is where values come in. So just, this is where you may want to take some notes. When a human being is living as aligned and congruent as possible with their highest value, the thing that's most meaningful, important, and priority to their life, the thing that they think is their telos or their mission, and they feel congruent with that, and they're living by priority, and they're delegating lower priority things, they have the most objectivity, the most understanding of their two sides of life. See, if we exaggerate ourselves and go into puff ourselves up with pride, we tend to go narcissistic. When we beat ourselves up and go into shame, we tend to go altruistic. As I said in a previous presentation, that's a high and low self-esteem instead of true self-worth. The true self-worth is not an inflated or deflated set. It's you in the center. When you're living by priority, you have the highest probability of being objective, neutral, not puffing yourself up or down, and not exaggerating or minimizing yourself or what you're contributing to the transaction. See, when you puff yourself up, you think you're contributing more than what's there. And when you beat yourself up, you feel you owe something. Again, altruism is compensation for shame and guilt of the past because you feel like you've shortchanged. And narcissism is a compensation of pride and self-rights of the past because you felt you got shortchanged. But the second you have objectivity and you live by your highest values and you're most resilient, adaptable, and neutral in the objective state, you have the opportunity to obtain a thermostat that's steady, and is accurate. But the moment you're not filling your day with high priority actions, the moment you're doing low priority distractions, the moment you're in unfulfillment, the moment you're going in towards your amygdala and not living in your executive function and going down in your amygdala, you tend to distort with subjective bias how much you've contributed or how little you've contributed. And you distort that. And now you confuse the individual you're in transaction because you exaggerate what you've done or minimize what you've done. And then the transaction, they may have done something completely different. They may have the same thing. If two people are both not living in their highest values, the probability of having sustainable fair exchange goes down. And if two people are having the priority in their life and living by priority and feeling really empowered, they have a higher probability of having a grateful transaction, a sustainable transaction, which leads to the source of money making if you're in business or fair, you know, sustainable fair exchange. When we're in our amygdala, we get addicted to consumption, fantasy, infatuations, sugar, and pride. We tend to think that we exaggerate what we've done, our addiction. Why? Because the amygdala wants to avoid pain and seek pleasure, avoid predator, seek prey, avoid challenge, seek ease. So it tends to want to avoid its concentration on its negative character traits and go into pride. It tends to want to look at only its positive side. So when we go into pride, we tend to skew the fair exchange mechanism and we tend to think that we deserve more than we really do. And we get a little bit belligerent in the way we interact with people as a result of it because we expect them to live more in our values. Anytime we go above equilibrium, we tend to project our values on others and expect them to live in our values, which is futile eventually. And anytime we go below equilibrium, we tend to sacrifice our values for other people's values and try to live in their values, and we give in to them. We've all done it. Think about the time you've been really infatuated with somebody and you started doing things that was important to them at the expense of some things that were important to you. And eventually that altruism wore off and you said, well, darn it, I want my life back. I've done all this for you and I've sacrificed for you. And eventually that doesn't work. That's why minimizing yourself to somebody doesn't work. And if you exaggerate yourself, nobody wants to be around somebody that's narcissistically exaggerating themselves all the time and feel it's unfair exchange. They don't want to do business with them anymore. So anytime you're in your amygdala and you're distorting your reality by subjective biases of interpretation of that the transaction, fair exchange, you lessen the sustainability of the transactions and you decrease the probability of profit and having therefore wealth building and making money. I mean, I'm not just making money, but actually making money where you can actually have it working for you. Because if you're working your whole life and just paying your bills, you're a slave to money. But I'm talking about actually taking a portion, having a little extra and saving it aside and starting investing it so money's working for you. If you're not doing that, you're going to spend your whole life doing it. And then later on, when you're less likely or able to work, then you're going to have a decrescendo in your lifestyle. That's why sustainable fair exchange is so important along the way as far as a strategy to build wealth. And if you're building wealth, it's because you have figured out how to sustain that. If not, you won't do it because nobody's going to continue to do business with you if it's not fair to them. So let me reiterate that because it may not be perfectly clear. Whenever you're living in your highest values and you're waking up your executive center and you're in objectivity, which means neutral, you have the highest probability of fair exchange, the highest probability of not skewing and distorting what you've contributed to the transaction. If you have two people that are both living in their highest values, you have the highest probability of a grateful transaction that's fairly exchanged and complete. There's no I owe you or you owe me or you I need to owe you something back or this kind of thing. But the moment you're not living by priority, and this is why I'm saying that living and filling your day with the highest priority actions increases the probability of building wealth. It increases your self-worth. It increases your contribution. It increases your energy level, increases your enthusiasm, your inspiration. When you're inspired and you can't wait to go to work, people can't wait to get your service. When you're enthused, people can't wait to be engaged in it. When you're more certain, you're more likely to know what you're asking for and making a fair exchange. When you're inspired by it and when you're present with people, people want to pay. They pay for presence. If you're not really, if you go to a store of any form and do a transaction with somebody and they're not really present with it, it's like you don't really feel like that's been served. So service and presence go together. And when you're living in your highest values and you're doing something to inspiring to you and you're doing transactions and remunerate you there, you have the highest probability of being objective, neutral, resilient, adaptable, realistic in your assessment of what you've exchanged. And people will believe that because of the certainty. And that's a very powerful. Now, if they're doing it and you're doing it, you both have fair exchange. You have a gratitude and you have a long-term relationship, which is sustainable. And you build momentum by accumulating transactions, the people that do transactions with you. But let's say that you are objective, but they're not, and they feel that they deserve more. And then you're sitting there going, no. And you then come back and you will come and explain the logic of what's happening and calm that down. And whoever has the most certainty always rules that, but you'll calm it back down and explain why you've done what you've done and everything else and calm them down and get them back in fair exchange. But if both are there in priority and both are objective, you don't have to deal with that. But if one's not, the one that is most certain is the ones up communicating most effectively. The other one goes into defense. One of the signs that you're exaggerating or minimizing is you'd go into a defense mechanism. And that automatically escalates into emotion, which becomes more dramatized, which makes more unfair exchange. And then you hand that over to lawyers. Lawyers are the byproduct of subjective biases that I'm not doing. I'm picking on lawyers for a second. Not so much lawyers, but the legal system. Because that's basically people that don't feel they've had fair exchange end up going there to try to get fair exchange. But usually the amount that they got out of fair exchange ends up in the lawyer's hands, as you know. So it's probably to your advantage to get to priority. If you get to priority and you make sure that you deliver what you feel is certain to be a quality service for what they paid for, you have the greatest sustainable exchange and the highest probability of making money and keeping some money in your pocket. And it's very simple. And I think all of us have had both sides of the equation. I don't know of anybody that I've consulted with or talked to in seminars when I ask those questions that haven't had the exchange on both sides, unless they're really young and new in the business world.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
So prioritize what you're doing every single day. Make sure that you're, when you're offering a service, make sure you're meeting people's needs. See, sometimes people with sales will try to sell for immediate gratification, to try to make a close, make a sale at the expense of a long-term satisfaction from a client. That's a narcissistic side. And that is rhetorical persuasion, trying to manipulate an individual on the value of something, but doesn't really have the value. And then people that are vulnerable to that and want other people to make decisions for them, particularly people that are not living in their highest values, they like to brain offload decisions to other people and authorities, then you can take advantage of that. But eventually that backfires on your brand in the long run, because if they don't get sustainable outcome from the purchase that they have, they eventually tell people, and the numbers of people that they tell stop that business. And then it humbles you to get back in fair exchange. So you can either let the world govern you. I always say, if you don't listen to your physiology and your intuition, and which is what you do when you live, you're living by highest priorities, then what happens is you have your sociology or your collective psychology eventually have to hone you in and get you back into authenticity. Because if you're cocky, you're going to get, eventually people are going to cut you down with business. They're going to start telling people, hey, it's not a fair, this guy doesn't do fair exchange. So in the process of doing, you automatically are going to be brought back into the center. But the leaders are the people who can regulate themselves. They can listen to their intuition, listen to that little small voice, you might say, that's intuitively guiding them. Now, the small voice gets weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker when you go into the amygdala. And when you get down to really, really belligerent emotional states, man, I did this and you deserve to pay me and everything else, and you get highly emotional about it, your intuition is not able to be heard. So my advice is to stick to highest priority things. Now, let's go into the look at the transactions. The highest priority service that is based on the highest priority, most meaningful thing you love doing, that's the thing to sell. The thing you have the most certain about. The thing that you are absolutely certain you can contribute to. I ask people when I consult with people, what is the service that you are absolutely certain that when you deliver it, you guarantee a result? And they'll stop and think about that. I said, because that's the thing you will sell most effectively. That's the thing that you believe in and have certainty in, and you know you can offer a value in. But anytime you jump out of something and sell something that's not really certain and sell something you're not really believing in, you run into the volatility processes because you're either having to hype it up. And that's the term hype. Hype means hyper or hypo, exaggeration or minimization of the result, the actual transaction. So we're not here to do hype. Hype is a feedback system and offers a feedback system to humble you. If you get hype and you exaggerate something, people are going to eventually humble you. If you minimize yourself, you're eventually going to get resistant to that, and you're going to stand up and say, no, I'm worth more than that. Nature is constantly trying to sustain fair exchange. It's trying to get you in authenticity where you're not puffing yourself or minimizing yourself, and is trying to create a sustainable fair exchange. And money, making money, is a feedback mechanism to let you know that you're being authentic. Because really all that is trying to do is get you authentic. And when you actually get authentic and you're really present and you're inspired and you're enthused, Peter Lynch, he wrote a book called One Up in Wall Street in the 1990s. And he said, after I do my technical analysis and quantitative analysis on stock, on companies to buy, because he was a stock picker, he said, then I go, once I've selected it, I go actually and fly over to where the company headquarters is and actually go and meet the people in the company. And I'm looking for four things. I'm looking for people who are grateful for their job, loving what they're doing, inspired by the vision of the company, and enthusiastically working. If I see those four things, I know there's people that are doing fair exchange, and I know that that's a sustainable company. And I know if I buy in that, that they'll make a profit, and they'll invest, and I'll invest, and we'll make a win. And he says, and I can do that for my clients. I can make them money because I'm buying quality companies. That's exactly what Buffett's describing when he's calling value companies. People that offer value and fair exchange that are sustainable. So if we live by priority, become authentic, because your highest value is what your identity revolves around. My highest value is teaching. My identity revolves around teacher. My highest value, second highest value is researching. I'm a researcher and teacher. That's who I am. So whenever you're being who you are, that's where you have the highest probability of being able to create something you feel certain about that creates a fair exchange to make the income. And anything less than that, I was sitting in Atlanta many years ago with Brian Tracy. We just had lunch with Brian. I did anyway. And afterwards we walked into a class. We walked into 5 or 6 minutes after it started. And the gentleman was talking about megatrends, as that was the big thing at the time in the late 80s, megatrends. And what was interesting is we sat in the very back as we got in late, and we listened to him. We both looked at each other, and he goes, that's not true. That's not accurate. These people, if they follow this advice, they're going to mess up their business. And I said, I agree. He said, what do you think of that? I said, well, that's I wouldn't want to do that. That's not what I would recommend. Not chasing the fads and trends going around. Be true to what you're selling. Make sure you're really authentic about what you're selling and become great at what you do and stick to what you're doing. Build momentum around it. So he got up right in the middle of the talk, walked down the aisle to the front of the room and grabbed the microphone from the guy and cut him off. I thought that was amazing. I thought that was great. And he got up and he says, I was talking to my colleague in the back, Dr. DeMartini, and we were talking, we were listening to this. And we said, well, this isn't really what I would recommend you do. So I'm going to interfere with this talk because I know that I'm jeopardizing my professional image by doing this, but I don't want you. You're my clients too. And I want to make sure that you're delivering quality service. And you're not going to do it jumping from one fad to the next, whatever happens to be the new fad for the next 6 months. No one will ever believe that you're an expert in what your field is. And the guy turned around and he said, well, that's interesting. Boy, that must have been a feedback to me, because I was asked to do this mega trend presentation from Nasdaq or whatever, and he couldn't be here, so I'm doing the trend, and that's not really what I do, but I'm doing that, and I think that's probably coming across as an inauthentic expression. And then Brian, by what he did, actually saved the whole room. The guy got humbled, he got clear about what it is, he told the truth, Brian told the truth, I stood up and shared about my feedback on it, and we actually made a difference in that group, because people were going off and trying to go and all of a sudden jump onto this new thing. If you jump into something that's not really truly you, what you love doing, that's not inspiring, that is not engaged in, that's not really highest in priority, and you're not really objective and you're not really certain and you're not present with what you're doing, you're not going to end up making the money. You're not end up going to be the fair exchange, because you're going to have to hype up something you're trying to convince yourself. I always say when you're hyping it up, you're trying to convince yourself as much as them. And you pay a price in the long run, as far as brand and quality branding. So I think I've said this, if we get clear about what's truly priority to us and what we really value and get and stick to the core competence of what we really want to sell and we really want to make as a fair exchange, when you're in a relationship with somebody in any form or fashion, you want to be loved for who you are and they want to be loved for who they are. And both of you who you are when you're living by priority and you feel most present, adaptable, and most able to embrace both sides of life. You're not exaggerating, you're not minimizing, they're not exaggerating and not minimizing. If two people are exaggerating with pride, you're going to have a clash. Two people minimizing with shame, they're also going to have a clash, because no one can make a decision to do it. They're all brain offloading and sacrificing and feeling incomplete when they walk away from the transaction. Be honest with yourself. about who and what you are and what you're offering and make a fair exchange out of it. You'll build your business, you'll make more money, you'll have more profit, your self-worth will go up, you'll build a brand, and you'll have sustainability, and people will tell people, and it will have a ripple effect and a chain reaction where everybody wins in the process. So that's the, sometimes they used to call it the win-win. But what that means is caring enough about your customer to find out what their highest value is, because that's where they're going to be most objective, and caring enough where you're in most inspired, where your highest value is, and try to get two people engaged in a fair exchange transaction. That is the highest probability that makes you the money that you'd like to make, the service, the brand, and the fulfillment. Because when we, you know, there's nothing more fulfilling, in my opinion, in my life, than doing something that makes a difference in people's lives, blowing their minds about what it would just did for them. They're in a state of gratitude, sometimes a tear, and they've said thank you. And I feel like I can't wait to get up in the morning and continue to do that. You know what I'm talking about. When we do something that means something, we have sensory nerves and we have motor nerves. Sensory nerves are for rewards. Motor nerves are for service. When we give a service and we get a reward and they're perfectly balanced, we're most authentic, most fulfilled. And I think that's the name of the game. So I just wanted to share with you that principle this morning, because I think it's sort of intuitively self-evident, but sometimes overlooked. And that's why if we get in our amygdala and not fulfill our day with high priority actions, we're vulnerable to undermining the very thing that makes fulfillment in life. So fill your day. If you don't fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, it fills up with low priority distractions that don't. And those distractions are all the narcissistic and altruistic banterings and noise in the brain that occurs because you don't have fair exchange. So if for some reason you would like to expand your awareness and potential and allow yourself to see a bigger vision of what's possible for transaction, every week I give a little gift out, and this gift is awakening your astronomical vision. And the reason I'm saying that is because if you have an astronomical vision, you can make a global effect. And today with technology and the internet and all the different social mediums, we have access now to global business. So having sustainable global business, and by the way, I've seen this. If you look carefully, you're not always a prophet in your own house, but the farther in space and time people come from, the more you tend to be a prophet. So that way, if you don't have an astronomical vision, don't expect some of the greatest clients. The hardest client to work with is yourself. The second hardest client to work with is your spouse. The third one is your family. The fourth one is your extended family. The fifth one is your friends and acquaintances next. But the farther in space and time they come, the more it is to have the transactions, because people are not so accustomed to you. Familiarity tends to breed contempt and narcissistic behaviors and throws this and skews the transactions. So this little gift right here, awakening your astronomical vision, will give you permission to go and expand your vision to have the greatest clients, to have the greatest fair exchange, to make the greatest income.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please click the subscribe button so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, then please log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of our DeMartini team. We'd really love to get to know you and to understand what you're wanting to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. We'd also love to invite you to join us in the DeMartini Stay Inspired Facebook group, which you can access by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay focused and inspired, and take the appropriate actions to empower all seven areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired.